Maya Angelou, writer. My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive. And to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style. April 4th, 1928 to May 28th, 2014. United States of America. Once there was a little girl who didn't speak for 5 years. She thought her words could hurt people and promised herself to never make a peep again. Her name was Maya. People thought Maya was crazy, but in fact, she was simply scared. "I know you will speak again one day," her grandmother kept telling her. "You will find your voice," her beloved brother said. Maya listened to them and began to memorize everything she heard or read. Poems, songs, short tales, random conversations. It was like putting a CD on. If I wanted to, I'd run through my memory and think, "That's the one I want to hear," she later recalled. She became so good at memorizing words that when she started to write, it was like music was flowing from her pen. She wrote about her childhood, growing up in a town where African Americans were treated badly for the color of their skin. Her writing became the voice of the civil rights movement and all the people fighting for the rights of African Americans. She constantly reminded us that everyone, black or white, male or female, has equal rights. In addition to her many books, Maya was so talented that she also wrote songs, plays, and movies, and acted on stage and on screen. See Me Now, Black, Female, American, and Southern, she once said to a group of black students. See me now and see yourselves. What can't you do?